Dear Rabbi Lev, I understand that in Israel, where you are constantly being attacked by your neighbors, you have need of a different headspace than a liberal New Yorker or Los Angelino like myself. Granted. However, or yet and because I try and be a righteous person as much as my failings allow, do unto others, etc., when I look at the Orthodox position that the words, actions of the Torah are the word and actions of the Lord of the universe, I start getting nervous when I read about what this Lord of the universe says is proper conduct. Example, first citing in the Breslov Torah approved English translation and then showing the annotated skeptics version just to ensure that the text is exactly the same words. To look at the first link, you'd say, hey, cool, Torah. Then look at the next link. Basically, under God's direction, Moses' army defeats the Midianites. They kill all the adult males, but take the women and children captive. When Moses learns that they left some alive, he utterly says, have you saved all the women alive? Kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying with him. But all the women, children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. So they went back and did as Moses and presumably God instructed, killing everyone except for the virgins. In this way, they got 32,000 virgins. They aren't wrong on many of these points they bring up, and I never understood the let's argue it out Talmud style, the unpopular Karaite position that the truth of the oral law given to Moses should logically only be in one opinion, not many contradictory opinions, makes more sense to me, because otherwise it wasn't Moses who received the oral law at Sinai. Why doesn't the Mishnah? In any case, the only thing I can say to this question is that we believe that the Torah, the written Torah, and the oral Torah are the Word of God. God created the world. He's the one who gave life to all human beings, and he's the one who can decide to take that life away and to command other people to take that life away from people. And God, if we believe the Torah is divine, then we are not capable of understanding God's reasoning of doing things that maybe, if we would initiate them, would be things that wouldn't be proper. But if God initiates them, since he is the one who designed the world and gives life and takes life, he has the right to command us whatever he feels necessary for the best fulfillment of the purpose and design why he created the world. So if God commanded us to kill, to save, to use people, whatever, that's his domain, and it's not for us to question or to second-guess God. And when it comes to the oral law, God wanted man to have an active part in creating Torah together with him. So aside from the laws that he gave that were dictated, without argument, without question, he also gave us the ability to decide new cases that would come up, to decide Torah laws. The Torah itself says that. The same divine written Torah says when you have a doubt, you don't go to a prophet and ask him what God says. You go to the Sanhedrin. You go to the Torah leaders of the generation, and they will tell you what to do. And if there's a difference of opinion, then there's a majority opinion. And then there's other rules. And there are 13 rules of how to learn things from the Torah. But the same God who gave the Torah gave those rules. And whatever a person comes out with those rules is Torah. And what is the operable thing to follow when there's a difference of opinion? That's also part of the Torah. That's also part of God's will. So if you believe the Torah was, in fact, given by God, and it was also explained and dictated with all of its oral accompaniment, then these questions are no questions. That's God's will. That's the way he wants it to be. If you question the fact that the Torah is God's will and that the oral Torah is God's will, then there's nothing to ask. There's no purpose of asking. And there's nothing that I could tell you. We're talking a different language with different premises. I hope that you look into this and strengthen your belief both in the written Torah and the oral Torah.